Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to what's the show called?
The Hair Buds Podcast.
The Hair Buds Podcast. My name is Jamel Johnson.
I'm Peter Moses.
Oh my fucking god, Peter's here.
Whoa. Here I am, baby.
Whoa.
I'm Mike Benner.
It's because I'm back. That's what I'm saying.
Hat on backwards like he just got back from softball.
Peter, how was the softball,
softball
game?
Softball, you mean cleaning my car? Then yes.
Let's go.
Shit's good, man. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking ball with you gentlemen.
What'd you do for Mother's Day? With hanging out, you're living with Beth's mom right now. What's going on? What'd you guys do?
Yeah, and where'd you take our son?
Can you get more specific?
Where'd you take our son?
We
as a podcast went in for the listeners. We all went in on a kid.
Please. Let's just clarify. Yeah.
And he was all the went surrogate. In on a kid.
And yes, Peter, I am the surrogate.
Yeah. And then the Peter moved across the country and took...
Because Peter's the only man with a uterus.
I mean, if you don't pay the child support, then I'm going to leave, Jamel. Okay? That's how it goes. I'm going to go where my family is.
How is little 69? By the way, we all voted. We named our son 69. How is little 69?
As adorable as ever. I got him little LeBron's. He's wearing LeBron 17s, so I spent all the money that you sent me, Benner, for on child support for like shoes, super expensive Nike LeBrons that he's going to grow out of in 6 months.
I don't like this weird. Yeah. Why is Jamel the deadbeat dad? I think Jamel would be a better dad than me. I hate kids.
Jamel was moving. He just forgot. You're looking way too into this, Mike. Little 69 loves both of you equally.
I hate that little son of a bitch. And by bitch, I mean you, Peter.
I actually didn't spend much time with my mother-in-law today because she was camping in her Airstream.
Oh, that's nice.
And they got back late today.
She was like, my gift to myself for Mother's Day is being away from my son-in-law.
I mean,
yeah.
God bless her.
Guys, let's get some business out of the way here. Look, if you want to support the Buds, and you know you do, okay, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes every week. Oh, my God. That's a fucking great deal, right?
I think that's, yeah.
It's basically $2.50 a week.
Should we get a coupon?
Do you know how math works, Peter?
Let me try that again. It's basically $1.25 a week.
There you go. It is $1.25 a week. For as much as one quarter of a cup of coffee a week, you can support the Buds, get bonus episodes. You get access to our Discord where everyone is in there chatting it up. Right now, currently, Jake is defending his hatred for Drake for some reason. I don't know what's going on in there, but it's fun chat. If you don't have $5 a month to support the Buds, there's one other way you can support us. You can go to Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a 5-star review. And tell you what, if you write words in your 5-star review, we will read them on the air just like this. Headline for this review, great show. 5 stars, written by TNS1991. I need to know about the Buds themselves on the court. Which NBA player are each of you the bad versions of?
I'm bad PJ Tucker.
I'm bad Jason Capono.
I'm worse Eric Snow.
Whoa.
Can't shoot. Can't do shit. Can barely pass even though I'm a point guard. But kind of decent defender.
And everyone would fight for you.
No, I think I'm doing all the fighting for you guys. You guys wouldn't come to mind.
You're too small, Eric Snow. That's true, though.
Eric Snow's not fighting. That's Todd McCullough's doing the fighting.
Yeah.
Todd McCullough and his weird-ass shaped head.
Yeah.
Todd McCullough, like, he's like built like a crown, like a Crayola crown. Like he's just like. His head just tapers off at the end.
Oh, it's got the flat top.
Yeah.
Like a fresh burnt orange.
So, yes. If you want to dictate what we talk about at the top of our show.
Sorry, I'm just looking at Todd McCullough's head.
What do you think? Am I right?
I think you described it pretty accurately.
Yeah. His head, it's like a crown that's been used a little too much. Oh, there's like a hot Todd McCullough.
Yeah, I had to search Todd McCullough basketball because at first I was like, who is this Todd McCullough with washboard abs?
Yeah, and like...
That is not the Todd McCullough you're talking about.
This picture, his jeans are just narrowly like covering the top of his dick. What do you call like the base of your dick?
Wait, when you say top and base, you got to make sure you're talking
okay,
on the side here.
I guess, okay, so... This image, his jeans are so low that you can kind of see the beginning almost of where his dick
is. The neck, if you will?
Yeah, the neck. Okay, yeah. Let's call it the neck. The neck of the dick. Anyways, give us a 5-star review.
I was for sure going to say Ground Zero, but neck sounds better.
Ground Zero is good. I like it. I mean, neck has multiple meanings as related to dick, so I'm good with it. I don't know. Look, we've done. I feel like we could end the podcast now. We've accomplished something.
Yeah.
But there's more.
We've mentioned 2 Sixers players. We've mentioned dicks.
Right. Peter, fill us in on what's going on. You've been. We're going to put you on the spot. You've been absent. You've been leaving our buds, our air buds, hanging here. What's going on? You went out to get some cigarettes. You never came back.
Yeah.
It's been it's just been a whirlwind couple weeks, man. Work, life, basketball. I went to the NFL draft and got lost in the sauce there.
What?
You went to the NFL draft? You didn't tell us?
Yeah, I went to the chair. Did you?
I went to
the
NFL draft. I wasn't inside the actual draft experience, but I was working getting some live tape of people who were going to the draft. So I schlepped to Cleveland. I schlepped back. I watched a little basketball here and there. But, you know, just like happy to be here, just kind of resting up too for the playoffs. I feel like I was, you know, on my, maybe Airbuds gets fined a couple hundred thousand by Silver, but I feel like it was worth it because I'm ready to fucking go for playoff time. And I appreciate you guys carrying my weight, you know?
You pumped for the play-in game?
Yeah.
Games?
I mean, it seems like, and I know we're, you know, everyone's going to be talking about this, so this isn't interesting, but Lakers are basically a lock to be in it, right?
When does Blue Wire get a studio in Secaucus, New Jersey?
Blue Wire studio in Las Vegas opens second week of September. So
I need to be at NBA headquarters podcasting.
How about the win in Las Vegas?
Okay.
Fine. Is that a good, is that a fair?
That's a fair compromise for sure.
Fall 2021.
Because we can get the refs to come to us.
We will be watching NBA basketball on a television screen the size of the wall behind you, Jamel.
Oh, you guys like my new wall?
Yeah.
I just want to say for our listeners, Jamel's new apartment is in Germany, and Peter's talking about the Berlin Wall. There's a chunk that you can see from outside of...
Benner, I have terrible news for you.
What?
That got torn down.
What?
Yeah, they turned it into my apartment. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's a part of my new condos.
I know you're so pro Gorby and his boys, but I got bad news for you. They tore it down.
Fuck. When are we? Are we going to go to Vegas and actually like?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. I mean, well, who knows? You look. I don't even know where you are anymore. You're in Massachusetts.
You'll tell us to go. You'll tell me and Mike to go to Vegas, and then we get there, and you'll be like, oh, different bowling alley. Sorry.
When I get you to Vegas, I promise I will be there. Like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11, just holding a shrimp cocktail, eating it in the middle of the lobby. Mask on.
Yeah, I'm going to still probably rock a mask to that. I'm going to mask with a hole in it.
Yeah, just for the food.
Just for the shrimp, yeah. I'll probably...
A zipper. Can you put a zipper in a mask? Does that cover? Does that help?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Pulp Fiction, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How do you expect to suck dick or, you know, or go down on someone if you don't have a zipper on it?
That's true. Or eat shrimp. The Lakers are locked in, basically, for the playoff game, right? We can say...
Lakers currently two games behind the Trailblazers, game and a half back from the Trailblazers for the sixth spot. Blazers would have to fuck up royally, and the Lakers would need to get their shit together, probably have LeBron actually show up and try. I don't know. I think right now they would probably have to play the Warriors, who are two games back from them, but... I'm sorry, 2.5 games back, actually, looking at it. I don't know. If I'm the Lakers, I'm worried about playing the Warriors in the playing game.
No, I would love to see the Warriors. The Warriors are very beatable.
Okay. Even if you lose to the Warriors, though, are you concerned about the San Antonio Spurs or the Memphis Grizzlies? Like, if LeBron actually... Listen, I know he's not 100%. I know his best days are behind him.
Concerned about the Spurs, not the Grizzlies.
Really, though?
Yes. Patty Mills in a one-game situation?
Come on, man. Stop.
What are you talking about? I can't show my guy? I can't show love to the number one Aborigine?
I didn't say you couldn't show love to the number one Aborigine. I'm just saying 83% of playoff LeBron against Patty Mills...
Dog, it's not even about LeBron. Who's on him? I mean, Schroeder, is he going to be there? Schroeder is on protocols. Benner
I know. I was wrong. I misread an article. I got it wrong. I like learned that right after we stopped recording that Dennis Schroeder is actually, he didn't test positive, but he is in quarantine because of not being vaccinated. And
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Which means every Laker fan should get vaccinated so that they don't fuck up something with the Lakers. That's the biggest lesson. The biggest lesson here is all Lakers fans need to be vaxxed.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Sure.
Vivian.
Clippers fans.
Number one.
Clippers fans.
If you're out there,
off.
Get vaxxed. I mean, we're bearing the lead, though. Jamel, you went to a physical basketball game today.
That is true.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. And it was strange.
Tell us all
what
about
was it. Like?
Jamel attended today's New York Knicks victory over the Los Angeles Clippers at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. What was it like, Jamel?
It was weird as fuck is what it was like. You know, there's like, you know, 12% of the building's capacity is there, and they still have a hype squad telling people to stand up, and no one stands, no one dances, no more kiss cam. You can't drink at your seats.
You can't drink at your seats?
You can't drink at your
seats. Where do you drink?
They have designated drinking and eating areas in the common concourses or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not an expert, but I would feel like it would be safer to drink in your seats than it would be out in the concourse. It's more open
I agree,
air.
It, yeah. Yeah, and you have the you already have the space allotted for everybody to be where they're supposed to be. But they have chosen to do the eating pods. You can go to the eating pods and
that sounds like the worst thing you could do is huddle everyone together in a small section for them to be eating.
They added an outdoor area so you get to see like a weird part of the roof. There's like a new angle to Xbox Plaza. So that's a thing. There's no TVs on out there either, which is the dumbest part. You can't
well, that's
watch
like part
the game.
Of LA County law right now, right? Like they have not had TVs on in any place because you're not supposed to stay for longer than X amount of time, whatever the law is.
No TVs. And you can't drink at your seats, but they will let one person buy four beers.
Really?
You can buy a bushel of beers now.
It used to be two, right? You could only buy two?
Used to be a two-drink limit per person. Yeah.
Now they're just like, if you're here, good for fucking you.
Yeah.
Give me $50 and you can just get shit-faced.
Look, we are at 5% capacity. We need people to buy more beer.
And it's the short. It's the regular size joints. It's not even tall boys. And
we just got to get everyone blackout drunk.
They don't crack them for you, so you can shotgun a beer at Staples now. I saw a guy do it.
No way. No way. You saw a guy shotgun a beer at a Clippers game?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So the vibe at Clippers games in general is like already kind of
5% capacity.
Lakers or Clippers games typically are like sold out, but like the feeling is like it's 5% capacity. Nobody really wants to be there. Nobody enjoys it. How was it today at literal like 5% capacity?
It was Madison Square Garden. It was all Knicks fans.
Oh my God. Really?
Oh yeah.
It was all Knicks fans dying to suck off Julius Randle. As if they love this man from the day he was signed. As if they all didn't campaign for his execution 12 months prior.
Knicks fans cannot be held accountable for anything they've done before I finish the sentence.
Everybody in New York is in Cuomo mode. These niggas are just saying anything.
Andrew Yang is about to be the mayor of New York City. Nothing matters in
so
New York.
Yeah, crazy.
Lieutenant Governor Dave Chappelle coming soon.
Joey Coco Diaz is now the comptroller of New York City.
So it's weird to see Kawhi get booed at the free throw line of a Clippers game at home. That took place. A few Julius MVP chants.
Taj is New Gibson York was basketball there. In a better position than Los Angeles basketball?
No.
Fan base wise, team wise.
I mean, fan base wise, sure. But team wise, maybe.
I think. Well, okay. What do you mean, fan base wise? As it pertains to what?
Well, look, I'm just thinking Clippers in L.A. I mean, the Lakers fan base is the New York fan base if the New York fan base was winning all the time.
The Lakers fan base is like the biggest, most stable, most committed fan base in all of basketball, at least, I think. Like, I think Knicks fans probably are just beaten down and Nets fans don't really exist. So, I don't know. I think as far as fan base goes, the Lakers got LA covered.
I mean, they have identical almost... both teams have 82 wins. Both cities have 82 wins between them. Exactly. At this moment.
Mm, interesting.
Come on, man. It's the same difference. They have the same difference. The Nets are the Clippers. The Lakers are the whatevers. It's fine.
And so Julius Randle is Eastern Conference LeBron?
I mean, that's what they've decided as of, you know, 8 weeks ago. So
I don't know. I feel like we're...
Are the Suns going to the finals? Is that what's happening?
Yes. I'll just say yes.
Should I bet on the Suns right now?
Congrats, Young Nut. Number one Suns fan, put out a new album recently. Phoenix is back.
Let me ask y'all this. Okay, so what's more likely? Lakers Clippers in the first round after the play-in or Clippers Suns in the second round?
I
just gave y'all a big boy riddle.
I don't think we're going to see the Clippers and the Lakers play each other unless they go to the conference finals.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's kind of
toast.
Yeah, I think
unless the Lakers somehow overtake the Blazers, which they could. Blazers, four games left. Houston, that's a W. Utah, Phoenix, Denver. Pretty like three of the top four teams.
Tough.
Very tough.
That's tough. Lakers.
Depending on who rests.
Phoenix, Knicks.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, The Expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney Bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Houston at Pacers at Pelicans. No Zion.
I mean, so only that's Houston. Only Houston is a real layup there for them.
Well, the Pelicans might be shutting guys down.
That's true.
They already shut down Brandon Ingram.
Zion's out. Steven Adams has been sitting out games. Pacers, you never really know what you're going to get night to night from them.
Brogdon's got to play soon, but yeah. He hasn't played in 2 weeks, so that's him.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, did the Nate Bjorkgren thing happen a year ago, or did it happen 2 days ago? We've not talked about the Nate Bjorkgren stuff, right?
What is that?
So Nate Bjorkgren, Pacers head coach, is probably going to be fired at the end of the season because apparently the Pacers hired him, but didn't bother to ask anyone about him because there's a bunch of stories that came out this week. Nobody likes Nate Bjorkgren. Everyone literally hates his fucking guts. But the Pacers hired him reportedly without asking any of his past employers or anybody he's worked with whether or not they liked him. And
the power of a good email.
Power of a good email. Power of it's white privilege, number one.
Here's a quote from a league executive who worked with him. He's not a dick. He's just completely out of his element as a leader.
Yeah. TJ Warren, in a Bleacher Report article, they said that the reason why he elected to have season-ending surgery is because he didn't want to play for Nate Bjorkgren this season. The man...
Yeah, Goga Bitadze went at him, told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
During a game or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. So I guess this is, comes back to one of the founding principles of our podcast. Coaches don't matter. It turns out they do matter because Nate Bjorkgren has fucked up his entire
team. You was the only
team.
One, for the record, you was the only one saying that. And we went with you because you're our guy, but I'm low-key pro-coach.
Jamel, you know what this podcast did? This podcast is fucking pro-Nate McMillan. This podcast has always been pro-fucking Nate McMillan. Nate McMillan did a good fucking job with the Pacers, and they just sent him on his merry way because they don't want to look themselves in the face and realize that the team they put together has a ceiling of the second round of the playoffs. That's the talent you put together. That's not Nate McMillan's fucking fault. That's whoever the fuck took over from Larry Bird.
Why isn't the second round of the playoffs good enough for these people?
It is. It is. And for you, Jamel, I'm very happy if you get there one day. That'll be very exciting. But
yeah, 3 years from now, when I see the second round of the playoffs, I'm going to be overjoyed.
I mean, Nate McMillan has turned the Hawks into
another solid team.
Great team? I don't know.
Okay.
Solid.
Well,
solid. Solid. Solid is a good word. Yeah.
The Hawks became a solid team as soon as I decided to go off on them on the AirBuds.
What
Twitter.
Is great?
Like, the moment I was like, fuck the Hawks, they went on like a 12-game winning streak.
Great is only if you win a title, according to you two.
No, I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that.
Okay, so what's great that didn't win a title? Who's great that didn't win a title?
The Warriors? Early 2000s Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. Kevin Garnett, okay. Timberwolves.
Kevin Garnett, Timberwolves.
Geoblazers.
They're great. Kevin Garnett, Timberwolves is not great. Sorry. Can't give it to you. Can't give it to Wally Zerbiak.
Okay, yeah. Kevin Garnett is great. Can't
fun.
Wally Zerbiak, he...
How about the Jailblazers? Can you give the Jailblazers a little love for a couple years
there? Of course. Of course. Right. Yeah, despite the fact that I hate Brian Grant. You're right.
Let's go ahead and say the mid-90s Utah Jazz. If Michael Jordan wasn't there, they probably would've...
So great is losing a final, also losing a conference final is
Gary
great?
Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Sonics are great.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you need to necessarily even go to a conference final. There's just like
you got to go to a conference final.
Okay, Mr. Second round of the playoffs can be greatness. Suddenly, is saying that you have to go to.
I'm playing by your rules.
I feel
rules.
Like you just proved our point.
Yeah. I'm playing by your rules. I think any team that ever made the playoffs once is great.
They're
serious.
There are teams that are sub 500 right now that are going to make the playoffs.
Great. Excellent. Five stars.
Including your Washington Wizards.
I know. The fact that we're even this close to 500 is great.
So do you feel like the trade now was worth it? I feel like you guys won this trade.
Sure.
Do you not think you won the trade? I mean, how do you think?
I mean, the public thinks we won the trade, which is good enough for me. I just need the heat off my ass when I go outside. But, you know, the verdict's still out. For real, for real. John Wall played for us for 10 years, man. And he did go to the second round of the playoffs. Russ is leading us to a play-in currently.
He's leading... I don't know. Would you call... Okay, when did the Wizards go to the second round with John Wall? Was that like 2017?
Yeah.
Would you call that team better or worse than the current Wizards?
I would say it's a push.
I would say that 2017 Wizards were much better.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I mean...
Get out of
here. Okay, Gortat was better than... all three, like at his best, he just didn't miss jumpers.
Correct. You know what I'm saying? Or top better than your entire front court right now.
Exactly. So there's that.
You got Markieff, who is also a better power forward at the time than anyone else right now. I mean, Rui maybe is like comparable to 2017.
The thing is, Rui, it's like they cancel each other out until Markieff tries to pick a fight with him. You know what I'm saying? Then we see what happens. Markieff might just get thrown out of, like, if Rui hits two jumpers in a row, Markieff might get thrown out of the game.
Yeah. You got Jan Mahimi, still serviceable Jan Mahimi, right? Like pre-Shake Shack Jan.
Yeah. I would love to watch him and Robin Lopez do a reality show together. Isn't it and never a steak play and basketball.
Shake? Sorry, I always get it wrong.
It's
yeah.
a steak and shake. Yeah. It is a steak and shake.
Yeah, I always get it wrong. My apologies, Jan. I think the 2017 Wizards are better than the current Wizards. I mean, Beal and Westbrook and who's even the third option? Is Rui the third option at the moment?
Yeah, or it's him or Neto. Him or Raul Neto. Neto.
Do you hear yourself?
I'm saying it's the truth.
Russ is the MVP, man. You should hang his number should get fucking retired for this shit.
Nah, and it's beautiful. I'm glad that it doesn't look dumb as shit anymore. I don't want to get into who won because now we're writing off a decade. And of half of which we were good. Not great. Good. 1 year we were great. Death Row DC was great. Everything else was okay. And that time John broke his hand. You know what I'm saying? There were some pretty good teams in the mix there.
Do you think
this is 1 year? But I'm glad it's coming together. Shit. I'm excited as shit.
If your team is not great, okay, so I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, was the, what was it? Probably 16, 17 year anniversary of the classic Allen Iverson practice press conference, which we've talked about a lot on this podcast before and how misunderstood the whole situation was. But that happened in a time when the Sixers were not good. They were kind of bad. Or mediocre.
Falling off
for sure. But shit like that made it dramatic and fun to watch. So I guess my question to you guys, is Gilbert Arenas bringing a gun to the locker room? Like, does that like make up shit like that? This insane stuff that happens to a team like make up for the fact that your team isn't good?
Yes, it adds to the greatness.
Yeah.
It definitely adds to the greatness. Because that team, yes, we lost to LeBron in the first round of the playoffs 24 years in a row.
I went to 30 of those games, by the way.
Yeah. But he had the hammer out. Yes, Jay-Z made a song about Deshaun Stevenson. This is Soulja Boy is involved. Soulja Boy performs at one of these games. That Wizards team, also great to me. That Cavs teams that beat us though, not great. Until Delonte West fucks LeBron's mom. They got swept by the Spurs so bad. That's not a good team.
I mean that team, by your own account, went to the finals, which is insane.
It's insane.
Drew Gooden started an NBA Finals game.
LeBron is great. And LeBron is great for doing that. But that team was bullshit. Drew Gooden had a goddamn, was bald with a ponytail. Boobie Gibson. Boobie Gibson's best stat is marrying Keisha Cole.
And he had like 4 3-pointers in a game that they clinched over the Pistons. That was good. Good for him.
Yeah, he was the only other person that scored. LeBron scored 93 points in that game. All in the fourth quarter.
And they had 105 and beat the Pistons. I just want to give a special shout out to the Cavs real fast. I know you're all both going to roll your eyes. But they signed fucking Anderson Varejão, which I feel like is kind of what you're talking about, Jamel, is the version of like a team trying to manufacture that kind of lower greatness. Like, they're like, Anderson's back. Can you believe it, guys? Varejão, the Wild thing. He came back. It's like, who gives a flying fuck? This, yes, nothing tells me that you guys are trying to desperately tank than the fact that you have signed Anderson Varejão and you are going to play him. Like, stop thinking I'm an idiot.
It is insane that he's older than me. He played for the Warriors. He's older than me.
He played for the Warriors on the team that we beat. Like, fuck you. Like, okay, congratulations. I won't watch another Cavs game for the rest of the year. You got me.
Yeah, Chetty Osmond going down basically lost me for NBA Jam.
Oh, Chetty Osmond, shoot me into the sun.
Cheddar Osmond. I do want to talk about the Cavs tangentially.
Because of Luka?
Because of Luka. So in our was it last week's episode when we did the 2021 Bud Bundy Awards?
Yes.
And Luka kind of came up for biggest baby consideration multiple times. I think we ultimately ended up giving it to Kevin Love. Because at the time he was acting babyish, but today I feel like, oh man, if only this had happened right before the Bud Bundy's record, Luka Doncic got boxed out for a rebound by Colin Sexton. Sexton, in my viewing of the play, didn't appear to do anything out of bounds or anything, but Luka took exception, turned around and punched him in the dick. For which Luka got ejected from the game for a flagrant 2.
Can Luka get the Bud Bundy Award for, good Lord, how would we talk about this guy if he was black?
It is insane that this guy is such a big fucking baby, and I like Luka.
Well,
I have like
we
Luka,
talk
but
about him like he was DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah,
he would
be DeMarcus.
Yeah.
That's book.
We would talk about that. That's exactly right.
That's
we would talk
exactly
about him like he was DeMarcus
yeah.
fucking Cousins, but instead he's adorable and memeable and fun, but I'm just like, holy shit. Like,
he looks like
saying,
one of those,
fuck this guy.
He looks like a cub from a Lisa Frank drawing.
He looks like a sidekick in like a Disney movie that's like the little fat bear that like aids the hero. I've turned such a corner on him. I loved Luka, and then I just feel like maybe this season he's been especially whiny or annoying. He's a fucking annoying, like, complainy, like, cheap shot taking. He's third in the league. He might have actually overtaken second in the league for flagrants right now, or technical fouls. Just like fuck him. Fuck him so hard. He punches a dude in the dick for boxing him out. Like, what the fuck?
What we also need to do with the technical foul numbers is we should probably remove about 3 of those, because 3 techs are usually not like based on a face, which I don't count.
Oh, right.
If you make a funny face at a ref and they give you a tech, I don't count those.
Funny face tech should be considered in a different category.
Yeah, that's
and everyone has about 4 of them.
Luka has actually had his fair share of, I looked at the ref the wrong way and got a tech this season, but
FFTs.
But that's like face.
Funny face text?
Funny face text, yeah.
It's an
ooh,
NFT.
Should we make
NFT?
NFTs of
NFT,
FFTs?
FFTs? I love it. I don't know if the NBA will allow us to use people's likenesses, but we
know a guy.
Something.
I know a guy at Dapper Labs, so let me.
And I'll Peter, where are spinsters in their approach to the NBA NFT situation, because I want to hear someone talk about what a bad fucking like idea this thing is. This week, there was a report that the Top Shot NBA NFT thing, it just isn't letting people get their money out of it. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, dude. Concepcion was talking about that like weeks ago, like him and Gallagher for fucking all caps were like trying to get their money out and they couldn't.
Yeah.
They won't let people take their money out. I think spinsters, I'll say this. I think spinsters is biding their time to figure out how to kind of best report on maybe the energy that you're talking about.
I don't think there should be any rush to cover this story, because I think there's going to be like multiple turns in it before it becomes even like worth reporting on in some ways. Like, yeah. I think there is a like huge fallout coming for it. So like, yeah, be patient, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, all that said, time for us to do an NFT, right?
I was about to say, in the meantime, funny face text. Catch our AirBuds funny face text on Dapper Labs.
Hey, can I go back real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. About
to say, I don't want to cut you off. Unless you
no, 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 no. Go ahead. Nothing important.
As it pertains to Russ, who is amazing and clearly seems healthy as he's been since probably whatever his best stretch with the Rockets was. And is an amazing man and a black king who should be honored and revered. My question to you all, what exactly is an assist anymore? When did it become two dribbles? He ended up with like 13 or 14 in the game. His 11th assist in the game was a real one. He threw a crisp chest pass and a man shot a jump shot and it went into the cylinder. Assist. The 10th one, he hits Beal, runs a little curl. He hits him with the pass. Beal makes two dribbles. He even crossed over and went to the – he did like three more things after he got the ball. That's not an assist.
So here's the first line from Wikipedia. An assist is attributed to a player who passes the ball to a teammate. They score a field goal. There's some judgment involving – in deciding whether the pass should be credited to an assist, which is difficult because it didn't used to be that way. So comparing statistics between eras makes it troubling. So there is like,
so now,
by definition, sister, like subjectivity to it.
A sister by vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing vibes now?
Yeah. A vibe check on all assists. You can do two dribbles. All dribbles, all assists are kind of brought to you by LMFAO. A dribble, 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 dribble.
Holy crap. Okay.
That reference went over my head. Dribble, 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 dribble. Does LMFAO have a song about dribbling?
I don't know. I just remember that a song that was like, wiggle, 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 something like that, right?
Oh, okay. There we go. I remember the wiggle now.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Like, you could take like 2.5 dribbles. You can catch the ball.
Why not bring back the hockey assist? Why not pass for a pass? Why isn't the guy who throws the second pass to the guy who hits the corner three? Why don't they both get assists like hockey?
Well, I'll white do privilege, one better.
White privilege.
Why don't they like sacks in the NFL split it and go halves? Get half assist.
That's also fun.
I say we break it wide open.
Every basket is assisted. Assists.
Can we call?
Are you trying to take assists away from us?
If there's two assists on a basket, can we call that a three-way?
You can
call it a three-way, but only you.
You can. Yeah, I'm not.
Why not?
Because it's nasty, man. Just and I'm not horny.
Two dudes basketball helping another dude get it in the hole. Come on.
Basketball doesn't make me want to fuck. Okay.
Ugh, come on. Yes, it does. Everything makes you want to fuck.
Why are you projecting that onto me, man?
Because I'm horny. Oh, I think I killed Jamel.
Look, I didn't mean to take away assists from Russ. I just thought that shit was weird. And once again, as a fan of the team, I'm glad because there was a 5-minute stretch in that game where he was trying to throw an assist and shit was going fucking haywire. So it seemed like it just got to the point where they were like, all right, we're just going to give him this one.
It made me realize that I've always kind of had a specific belief that it wasn't necessarily two dribbles. I thought it was always two steps. So you could pass the ball to someone and they could dribble, step, or make it, or, you know, just whatever. It was like once they go beyond two steps, they were not... it was no longer an assist, but I guess that was technically wrong. That's what I thought. Lexi Brown of the Minnesota Lynx also tweeted last night, I guess in response to Westbrook's 10th assist. She said, "Today I was today years old when I learned that an assist count, like, or two dribbles count for an assist. It seems like a lot of people just didn't know that this was the deal.
I thought it was one catch. You get one dribble to gather. You could do a big man power dribble turn. This is still an assist. Entry pass. Assist. You pass. You hit a guy on the wing. Pump fake. One dribble.
Assist.
Yeah. Assist. Sure.
But if professional basketball players are like... I remember the Eagles played a game. I think it was a double overtime game that ended without anyone scoring. And so it ended in a tie. And...
against the Steelers. I remember that.
I think so, yeah. And I remember Donovan McNabb said after the game, I didn't know you could finish a game in a tie. And he kind of got like dragged by the media because he didn't know all the rules of the game. But I think like sometimes the rules are complicated and uncommunicated to the players. Like, why don't we have a firm definition of what is and is not an assist? Why does it have to be a vibe check?
And what is a tech? How we need to know what's going on in the ref's mind.
Yeah.
How does, okay, you looked at me. I thought
face
you
text that was, should be banned.
Yeah, I thought there was an act of
Tony
aggression.
Tony Brothers has the funniest face when he's doing nothing. And no one's teching him up.
We should get to give, the players should get to give
yeah.
three techs to the refs every game.
Ooh, ref techs?
Yeah.
Ref techs.
But what about fan giving ref techs? Scott Foster
no.
would already be suspended from getting no. too many ref techs.
We don't let the fans do anything real.
No.
Involving this game.
And you know what? We've pivoted far away from, I think, do we ever close the loop on Jamel attending today's Clippers game? Speaking of fans.
The DJ was taking requests via Twitter and Dan got the DJ to play Hate Me Now while the Happy Mother's Day graphic played on the Jumbotron. Hate Me Now.
That's
Happy
incredible.
Mother's Day. So that was
good
fire.
For you guys.
But was there a moment where you wished you could have given a ref a tech in today's game?
Hold on. Before you answer that question, did you see everybody on the Jumbotron five times? Like, did you know everyone?
Yes.
Like, we were on a first name basis with everyone by the time the
they
game
did.
Was over.
There was a few pairs of people who kept coming up. There was a mom holding a baby who kept coming up. There was some girls with Reggie Jackson fan gear, which I didn't know existed.
That's a little. Clippers fans are weird, man.
They're fucking beasts with no nation.
Yeah.
That's all I got on that. Go Knicks.
That'll do it for me, guys.
Did Peter just wrap us up?
I mean, I guess we just got to see what's going to happen here. But before we can even start talking playoffs, this is a big week. And
I know. The
Lakers games.
Then the East is set, basically. But the only thing that could really move is... We could maybe get eighth, but it's like it seems pretty set that we're ninth.
It's pretty set.
Indiana's
you guys
10th.
Are, yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. You could probably overtake Charlotte. We've already covered that the Charlotte Hornets are a total
just,
Charlotte, Russell Westbrook is a Samantha. So they'll beat the Hornets.
Very quietly, your team is the number one seed, Benner.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to jinx it.
I mean, you're three games up.
Can I tell you
what I want to talk about?
Yes.
Wait, no, stop. Let's just to keep it off you, but still on the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is doing the little info pieces for Yahoo Fantasy needs a nap. Put that boy to bed. What the fuck was going on yesterday?
I saw that. I think I saw you tweet it. They said Joel Embiid, parentheses, bad case of the Pistons, will not be playing tonight. I don't know. Why are all these like reputable media outlets trying to be cute? Why does SportsCenter being like, like tweeting memes and being like, you know, the Cavs are so choogy. Like, why are we letting journalistic institutions communicate via meme?
Because
irony is dead, Mike.
It was worse than that. This was like incel talk. This was just blatant hate.
Yeah.
It was blatant hate. Because they went on to be like, oh, the Sixers put him on the injury report, but he's clearly fine and doesn't want to play against the inferior Pistons. And then he suited up and played. And there was no retraction.
Nope. Nothing.
They did the same thing to AD, and he played the same night.
Listen, there's not many things that we can all agree on across the aisle, but fuck the media.
Pretty much, yeah.
Shit is so crazy. I was just like, damn, somebody got paid to call Joel Embiid a bitch, and he ain't even do nothing?
Well, they got health insurance, too.
See, everybody don't deserve health insurance. No, I'm joking. That's not true. I don't mean that. I do not.
Now hear Jamel out about Joe Biden. Am I right?
I do not mean that. I do not mean that. I do not want the ICE facilities to turn into Walmarts. Okay, don't do that. I didn't say that.
And yet, we all felt it coming from you.
You can check Jamel out on tour with Kamala Harris for her reelection campaign in 2024. Tour dates will be available soon.
Yeah, Jamel is moving to Austin, Texas to be Joe Rogan's intern.
Yeah, it's me. I'm interning for Rogan while I do a live show with Candace Owens.
I would kind of pay to see that, actually, to be honest. That'd be
honestly
kind of incredible.
I want Jamel to start dating Candace Owens.
It's a comedy soccer show, and it's like I'm the goalie,
she brought a gun to the game.
No, she's the goalie. Oh man,
guys, the play-in tournament starts in 9 days. I'm not excited for the play-in tournament, but I'm excited for the playoffs to start in 13 days.
Bro, you're going to be fucking hyped for the play-in tournament.
I still don't understand why we're doing it, honestly.
Because, let's check in on everyone's reaction in 10 days.
Well,
all right?
It's because big business likes to run a good idea into the ground. We're not going to waste our time coming up with another idea. We're going to do the same idea that everybody liked last time. Until they hate it and threaten our lives. And that's what it is.
It's just, this is the worst season to be trying it. It is a season in which things are compressed. We shouldn't have been doing it anyways because of the pandemic. People have gotten sick. People have, because of the insane schedule and spacing of games, the NBA has worked so hard to kind of get rid of like back-to-backs and all that stuff over the past like 5-6 seasons and like kind of make it safer for players to play. And then this season we're just like, well, fuck it. We're going to undo everything we did. We're going to make sure that Trae Young breaks his foot or whatever the fuck. Like, they're just going to like say fuck it to all the advances they made. And now on top of this, they're also forcing a play-in tournament, which adds more games for people. I don't know. It just seems like I don't understand the advantage of doing it, especially not the advantage of doing it this year when it's been such a weird compressed season already.
Capitalism, baby.
Right. I mean, I understand that.
Man, whatever,
I understand
dog.
That
I'm a fan of the 9 seed. Don't do this to me.
The league will never admit that. They're like, we want to make a better product.
Cool. 60 games every year.
Oh, shit.
Next.
Yeah, I agree. Guys, go to tpublic.com, search for the Airbuds podcast. We got a shirt up there that is annoyingly selling very well.
I bought one because I for sure bought one. I was like, I'm getting this thing before it gets shut down.
Yeah, our lowest effort product ever became our fastest selling product ever. It is the Bobby Jokic, the Bobby Hill as Nikola Jokic Thunder Nugget shirt.
Bobby.
we are probably going to... It's going to get taken down eventually. So get it now. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye!
Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.